The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Late Father Anthony Di Mello, a spiritual writer, a thinker and orator from India, a Jesuit priest, tells the story of such a transformed person in the prayer life of an old man. I was a revolutionary when I was young, and all my prayer to God was, Lord, give me the grace to change the world. As I approached middle age and realized that half of my life was gone without changing a single soul, I changed my prayer to, Lord, give me the grace to change all those who come in contact with me. Just my family and friends, and I shall be satisfied. Now that I am old, I'm waiting and my days are numbered, I have begun to see how foolish I have been. My one prayer now is, Lord, give me the grace to change myself. If I had prayed for this right from the start, I should not have wasted my life. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the theme of our reflection is the personal transformation we are called to achieve in this season of Lent and thereafter. I said, it's a personal transformation. We know from our experiences very well that children who are obedient and who are faithful to the words and deeds of the traditions of the family usually fare very well in their studies, in their other extracurricular activities, and they become a wonderful men and women in the society with certain rankings and certain status in the society. Where there is obedience and faith, there is new life and new transformation. In the first reading of today, when Abraham was called, he was just an ordinary man, a shepherd, a father, just, you know, ordinary man. But then, when he accepted the word of God, a transformation took in his life. Not only just the change of name. From now on, Abraham, you will be called Abraham because you would be father of a multitude, a father of a nation, and father of faith. Because he believed and in obedience, he surrendered everything, and the transformation, a change that took place in his life was so remarkable that unforgettable that his call was fulfilled through obedience and self-transformation. We see the same thing in the life of Jesus. Until he himself, the earthly Jesus, surrendered his will to the Father. We know, all scholars and scripture professors and even the traditions do not talk very much about the hidden 30 years, the preparation for his ministry. We do not have resources or things that talk about what Jesus did. But we believe that in obedience and faith, as Luke put it in his gospel, the only writer, that he went home with his parents and stayed with them by obeying and being a good son to Mary and Joseph. And therefore, he was so obedient that God changed, the transformation took place at baptism. He was no more called Jesus of Nazareth, but he was called Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the Son of the Holy God, the Son of the Beloved, because he's no more called as Jesus Nazareth, but becomes Jesus Christ, the Savior. He has already proved in the Gospel of Matthew that a few chapters ahead of this chapter that we have listened, when he walked on the water of the Sea of Galilee, he proved himself he was indeed truly the Son of God. When he multiplied those 5 loaves and 2 fish into 5,000 people to feed 5,000 men and women and children who were not numbered, he became the Father who provides, the Son who is interested in us, the Son who transformed his life. And in today's gospel, the transformation, the transfiguration changed Jesus' glory. The suffering, the painful experience that we go through during the season of Lent will lead us to experience the glory that Christ revealed. As Peter, James, and John understood this fact of transformation, they only understood when they surrendered themselves to Jesus and to the will of God. And therefore, brothers and sisters, today, as we celebrate the second Sunday of Lent, we are called to transform our life. And therefore, I suggest that 2 important points that we need to reflect or take for our practical example. The transformation in the Holy Mass is the source of our strength. Every day we witness the transformation. For those of us who regularly attend Mass, or those of us who are regularly fulfilling the will or the desire of Christ to attend the Eucharistic celebration. In each Holy Mass, our offering of bread and wine becomes transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Hence, just as the Transfiguration strengthened the apostles in their time of trial, I believe each Holy Mass that a priest today celebrates should be our source of heavenly strength against our own temptations and the source of renewal of our lives during the Lent or season of Lent. In addition, communion with Jesus should be a source of daily transformation of both our minds and hearts and attitudes. We must also be transformed by becoming more humble and selfless, sharing love, compassion, and forgiveness with others. But in our everyday lives, we often fail to recognize Jesus when he appears to us transfigured. Today, hidden in someone who is in some kind of need, maybe one of my family members need my help, or a brother and sister in this community who is transfigured because of the problems that exist. Am I able to find Jesus in that person? And therefore, today we are called, we must see Jesus in every one of our brothers and sisters, the children of God we come across each day. I hope our Lent will help us. The second one, of course, We need these mountaintop experiences as Peter, James, and John had with Jesus. We can share experiences like those of Peter, James, and John when we spend some extra time in prayer during Lent. What do I do about it? Is it just coming on Sunday fulfills my obligations, at least during the season of Lent? Do I make an effort to come for the Eucharistic adoration every Tuesday? We have every Tuesday evening Mass. Am I able to sacrifice, adjust in my program, in my schedule, that half an hour I would go and experience the transformed Jesus in the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Perhaps we may want to fast for one day, taking only water, thus releasing spiritual energy, which in turn can lift our thoughts to a higher plane, our higher plan. Such a fast may also help us to remember the starving millions in the world and make us more willing to help them. And finally, last night, we had a memorable gathering in our gym. The whole gym's capacity was 525, and we had 524 people gathered to celebrate this Irish night together. A fellowship of sharing a meal and a time of enjoyment, music, just we shared together. This was, at least some people remarked, this gathering will remain as a memorable event in our parish for many more years to come. Very rarely we see the whole gym being filled with people of goodwill. And now I would like to conclude, since it was an Irish night, with a humor week of, for this week, just to keep us in the light mood, a joke, but it's a London joke about an Irish man. I'm not here to offend anyone. An Irish man moves into a tiny hamlet in County Kerry, walks into the pub, and promptly orders three beers. The bartender raises his eyebrows and says, but serves the man three beers, which he drinks quietly at a table, alone, and orders three more. As this continued every day, the bartender asked him politely. He couldn't resist the temptation. The folks around here are wondering why you always order three beers. It's odd, isn't it? The man replies. You see, I have two brothers. And one went to America, and one went to Australia. And we promised each other that we should always order an extra two beers whenever we drank. Then one day, the man comes in and orders this time only two beers. As this continued for several days, the bartender once again approached him with tears in his eyes and mind, said, "Sir, folks around here, me first of all, want to offer our sincere condolences to you for the death of your loving brother. You know, the two beers and all," he went on. The man ponders this for a moment and then replies with a broad smile, "You will be happy to know that my two brothers are alive and well. It's just that I, myself, have decided to give up drinking during the Lent." What transformation are we going to take? We believe in one God.
Thank you.
Let us place before the good Lord all our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may be transfigured more and more into the image and likeness of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For the gift of peace, that God will place the desire for peace in the hearts of all leaders and provide one opportunities for dialogue and understanding, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For all who have been impacted by earthquakes and tsunamis, that God will bring comfort to those who are injured, hope to those who have lost homes and businesses, and peace to those who have died. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For the grace to listen, that we may hear the voice of Christ in prayer, in events, and in relationships into which God leads us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For all who are ill, that they may know the renewing and comforting touch of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For all who are ill, they may know renewing and comforting touch of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Father Alexander Weitroll, that they may live in the light and peace of God's presence forever, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, especially for St. Tecla parishioners, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Those intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Amen.